Continuing the halachot of Chodesh Nisan, we're in the Sefer Chazon Ovadia, page Chet. En lomar mizmor ya'ancha Hashem b'yom tzara b'tfilat shacharit b'chol yemei Chodesh Nisan. In addition to not saying tachanun the entire month of Nisan, we also do not say mizmor ya'ancha Hashem b'yom tzara, which is in between Ashrei Nuval Tzion, during the entire month of Nisan. Because it speaks about tzara, and tzara, it's not the time to talk about tzarot during the month of Nisan, which is a very happy and happy month filled with geula. V'chen en lomar mizmor tefila l'David hate Hashem oznecha aneni. Also, the mizmor that we say right before Bet Yaakov and the Yom, we do not say that as well. Why? Ho'il v'ne'emar bo b'yom tzarati ekra eka. Because in it, is stated b'yom tzarati ekra, that I will call out to you. David Melech is saying, I will call out to you b'yom tzarati, on the day of my tzara. And we should not be mentioning tzarot and things like that in this month. Ve'en la'askir yom tzara b'mei nisan shehem yimei geula v'simcha l'Yisrael, which is a month filled with happiness, with geula, redemption. We should not be mentioning tzarot and sad occasions during this month. So therefore, in addition to not saying tachanun the entire month, we don't say lamatzeach mizmor David, we don't say tefillah David ateh Hashem aznecha aneni, we don't say that also during the month of Nisan. As opposed to the Ashkenazim, I believe the Ramah says that because we have the klal, that whenever tachanun is not said, then lamatzeach mizmor David is also not said. However, the Ramah says it's not always true, and this is what the Ashkenazim follow as well, that no, not always when there's no Tachanun do we leave out Lametzach Mizmor David. I don't know the exact rules and parameters of this halacha, but it's not all-inclusive. It's right? It's not, I don't know when you do, when you don't.
It's in the Arts Kol Siddur,
okay. I'm the Arts Kol Siddur for the exact dates of when you leave out and when you don't leave out Lametzach Mizmor David. But for Sfaradim, that's it. It's a clear rule. Whenever Tachanun is not said, on a day that Tachanun is not said, Tefillah David and Lametzach is also not said. V'aminhag lomar mizmor l'toda b'psukei d'zimra shel shacharit b'chol yemei chodesh nisan v'afilu b'erev pesach u'b'chol ha'moed shel pesach. So the minhag is, as opposed to other minhagim, others have the minhag, not to say mizmor l'todah avil Hashem kol ha'aretz ivdu Hashem mizimcha. They don't say that. No, that's the mizmor right before, right after Baruch Shamar. They do not say that. Why don't they say that? Because the Ramah says that this mizmor is in commemoration of the korban todah, and the korban todah was not eaten on erev Pesach or on Pesach because it contained chametz. So since it was not eaten, therefore the commemoration mizmor, the mizmor that we say in commemoration to the korban, we also don't say during Pesach and during erev Pesach. However, as Chacham Avadia quotes, brings down from other sources that the reason why we say this has nothing to do with the commemoration of the korban todah. It's just an expression of thanks and hoda'ah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the good that He does for us. Nothing to do with the actual Korban Todah. Therefore, we would not leave it out in the entire month of Nisan, and Erev Pesach, and also during Chol HaMoed Pesach. V'no'agim shelo lomar tzidkatcha b'tfilat mincha b'shabbat b'chol chodesh Nisan. And so too, this would follow through with the beginning, with the first half of this halacha, that we would not say tzidkatcha on every Shabbat during the month of Nisan, just because if it were a weekday, that's the klal. If the Shabbat were a weekday, would you say Tachanun or not? So you wouldn't, because the entire month of Nisan you don't say Tachanun. Therefore, you also leave out Tzidkatcha.